G'day, this is our podcast, Paddy and Rob Palmer, for Monday the 6th of December. We looked at the greatest Aussie albums ever today, Robert.
Yeah, well, AC/DC's Back in Black is sitting pretty on top, but is there something else that might be able to take it away?
We took your calls. John Paul Young, in association with Paddy Gerard and Steve from Tell Me Ties.
Oh,
we
and all the other losers.
We pranked him. And also, what about Murray?
Murray from MySex, what a great bloke.
Yep, and he was the man responsible for what? We will find out in our podcast this morning for Monday the 6th of December.
Should we do this again?
Look,
Should we try this?
We've tried twice, Robert.
We've really tried.
And you know what? If they say try again, so we thought we better.
I think Murray must be in a valley, like Glenning Valley somewhere.
Yeah, maybe. Now, he's from MySex. Sunset Sounds coming back to the Central Coast Entertainment Grounds 9th of April. And from MySex, geez, I hope we've got him now. We've got Murray, third time lucky. Good morning, Murray.
Murray.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, better.
Tell you what, you've never sounded so good.
I'm actually not in the valley. I'm up on the top of the hill looking over Byron Bay with the most beautiful view you can imagine.
Mate. Oh, that's not bad. Are there schoolies spread all over the vista in front of you?
Oh, look, I've stayed away from town for the last week because the town's just chock-a-block, apparently.
Hey, Murray, were you responsible for the exodus of people of stars heading to Byron Bay? I think you are.
Well, I've lived here for 20 years now, so I've seen a lot of changes here, I've got to tell you.
You were the pioneer of massive stars going to the bay.
I was, yeah. We came up here to record, and we all just fell in love with the place. So I came back here to live as quickly as I could.
Yeah, and before you knew it, the Hemsworths have moved in down the road, and you thought, here goes the neighbourhood.
Tim Friedman from the Whitlams, they all have.
Yeah, he's been trying to meet me for the last 6 months, but, you know, I'm just too busy.
Well, that's right.
we're trying to get through to Paddy and Rob Palmer.
Yeah, that's the way.
Yeah, wait in line, Chris.
Now, hey, mate, as we spoke to Pete Murray. Oh, he's another one from Byron Bay.
Yeah, no, Pete's a friend of mine. He lives up here, yeah.
Jeez, mate, who do you, Murray?
We call each other Mr. Muzzer.
Oh, do you really? Pete Murray. So you've got, you catch up with Pete Murray. We spoke with Tim Friedman from the Whitlams. He's there as well.
Yeah, he's up here as well, yeah.
Which others do you catch up with in the bands in Byron Bay?
Oh, who was it? Well, not really. Some of the guys from Powderfinger lurk around here quite a bit these days.
Yeah.
Bernard Fanning lives here. Guys from Cruel Sea live here.
Jeez, what a Sunday afternoon that'd be at your joint.
Yeah. Yeah, Pat from Grinspoon's here. He's been to my house a few times.
Oh, yeah, Pat, lead singer.
Yeah. No, Pat, the guitar player.
Oh, because Cartier. Oh, Bernard Fanning's the lead singer. No, he was around at my place the other week.
Yeah,
of course he was.
Yeah, they're all lurking around. I'm so busy up here, I'm getting out of town. I'm coming down to Central Coast.
Hallelujah, mate. It's so good that everything's coming back, though, isn't it, Murray?
Yeah, these shows have been the best fun. We've done a couple now at Central Coast, and it's just, you know, 30, 40 years ago playing to everybody, and now we are again. It's just amazing.
You know what? These songs that you do, they go around the block, and some of them, they just stand the test of time. You get this going in front of a live crowd now, and look, the crowd may be 10 years older, but they are still just as into it, aren't they?
I know. I love it. It was a great time for Australian music. And everyone was out on the road playing, you know, five nights a week, and everyone had their chops down. It was an incredible time. And it's amazing to be still doing it. You know, I just can't believe it.
Mate, who, out of all these, Darryl Braithwaite, Kate Sobrano, Black Sorrows, Russell Morris, Richard Clapton, Wendy, Matthews, The Radiator, Shantuzzi, Matty Finish, who are you really looking for, apart from yourself, of course, Murray, with MySex, who are you looking forward to hearing?
Well, look, I'm a really big Russell Morris fan. I can't believe Russell, who's probably a couple of years older than me, sounds still like he's 18 years old. And I was a fan of JoJo Zepp and the Falcons, but I've never seen the Black Sorrows.
I'm really looking forward
to seeing them.
See, that is so good. And like, here you are, a band member of MySex, and you're looking forward to others.
And you'll be, you know, fangirling up the front with everyone else when the Black Sorrows come on.
Yeah.
Mate, that is so good.
It's such a good show there. The crowd are just such a vibe, you know.
And Murray, another question. Because Rob, who I work with, is very un-Australian.
Oh,
did you watch any of Bathurst yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I'm,
thanks, Murray.
Jeez, Murray.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologise, Murray.
I'm a bit of a sporty, but, you know, I didn't watch the car racing. I'm sorry.
Oh. No, nor did I. I was out mowing my lawn.
I went down to the beach hotel to watch some live music because we haven't had a lot of live music, and I was hanging to see it.
Exactly.
It was a great live cover band. It was just a great afternoon.
Hey, has that big place that Strop owned, John Cornell, that's been sold, hasn't it?
Yes. That's been sold about three times now.
Oh, right.
And John, poor John, passed away. Yeah. But he still owns the Brunswick Hotel, which is the most amazing live venue. So if you're ever up here, go to the Brunswick Hotel on a Sunday afternoon.
The Brunswick, all right. Murray's face will be on the door.
We've got Christmas holidays coming up. Can we come up to see you and say good day?
Sure, man. Yeah, just bring your tent and put it in the back lawn with everybody else.
sounds like a fun weekend at your joint.
Get the guys from Cruel Pat from Powderfinger come around, get Tim Friedman there. That'll be bloody sensational.
Oh, yeah, they're all up here. God, I was here first, though.
Yeah, of course. Correct. Of course you were, Murray. Hey, mate, so nice to chat to you. Sunset Sounds, the huge Aussie lineup, Entertainment Grounds, Gosford, Saturday 9th of April. You can get your tickets. You can get them from tickertech.com.au. And, mate, we will speak to you next year, Murray. Have a great Christmas, buddy. And I can't wait to be camping in your house.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me on the show.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Well, it has been announced that AC/DC's world conquering rock classic Back in Black, on top of the new 200 greatest Aussie albums of all time, compiled by Rolling Stone Australia, Robert. Now, you're a fan of Kylie Minogue.
Oh, look, you know what? I think Kylie's fantastic.
Yes, she made a lot of money, hasn't she?
Do you not be bagging Kylie Minogue?
Exactly.
Some of her numbers.
Because you wanted me to incorporate that you wore the gold lame hot pants on one edition of Dancing with the Stars.
I walk home after this show, I go, I just can't get you out of my head.
Because of me.
Thinking of you.
Your greatest Australian album of all time, Bridget Longjetti. Good morning, Bridge.
Bridge.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What do you think is the greatest Australian album of all time?
Oh, it has to be Thriller.
Oh, no, that's Australian album. Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Hang on, get rid of her.
Michael Jackson, he visited Australia once, didn't he?
He was over in Perth.
Yeah, but not the Australian greatest album of all time. But it is Thriller for you, is it?
Or Kylie.
Kylie Minogue.
All right, yeah. Kylie Minogue. Entertainment Centre. She was awesome.
Okay, we'll take that one.
This is Triple M.
Yeah, we've got Annie from Arimba. Hello, Annie.
Hi.
Hey, Anne.
How are you?
Greatest Australian album of all time. What do you reckon?
Definitely In Excess.
Yeah, which one?
Definitely Kick.
Yeah, from 1987.
Kick. I went and saw them for the Kick tour. That was fantastic.
I would love to have seen them.
And I know Gary Beers, who's the bassist. I should see him outside front of East Gosford newsagent.
And just wave.
Yeah, he lived down the road from me.
Oh, did he used to live down the road from you?
Oh, well, I live at Arimba. He lived at Arimba.
Yeah, and then because he got the Grove Studios as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, listen, for
knew
you.
Him well.
Annie, Kratz, we give you a sauce and cart box and delivered. It's the gift box for Australian foodies and barbecue legends. So you've got that, Annie. Well done. We've got Shane from Empire Bay. G'day, Shano.
Shane.
Hey, boys, I'm going to go to Eddie Guru's Stone Age Romeos, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them on 23rd of January.
Oh, mate.
Another coasty local.
That was in 84, the Stone Age Romeos.
Yeah, I was only three, right?
Keep telling yourself that, Sean.
Yeah, listen, it's a big gap between, you know, Back in Black and the rest, mate, but I tell you what, it is probably one of the best live acts you'll ever see.
Mate, well, you'll be able to see them again. And also, mate, we're going to send you to Under the Southern Stars. They're doing Newcastle Foreshore the 11th of March next year. You've got Bush, Cheap Trick, Stone Temple Pilots and more. Now, tickets at ticketmaster.com.au, but you're going to be there as well, mate. So well done.
Oh, I love you guys. Well done. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Shaney from Empire Bay.
Hey, what about Silverchair?
Mate, yes. Silverchair.
Frog Stomp. That was their debut album was just off the charts.
Yeah. We've got the music encyclopedia with us. Mickey D does after 9 o'clock.
G'day,
Mickey
boys.
D,
thanks good for coming morning. In early, How mate. How are you?
Not too bad, sir.
Mickey. Good to see you both.
Mate, greatest Australian album of all time.
Well,
what do you
reckon?
Well,
it's funny, I heard you talking about Back in Black before. I bought that on vinyl last weekend for the first time. I've had it on CD for years. Decided to get it on vinyl and Shoot to Thrill, the drums and that on a record player sound amazing.
Oh,
sorry to the neighbours, the bass was going boom, boom, boom.
Mate, what album's worth now? What did it cost you for an album?
That was $57.
$57 for a vinyl?
To buy the vinyl.
Jeez, for the purists.
But it's a newly pressed, so it's thicker than the old copies.
Yeah.
And they can sound, depends what it is. Records are funny things. They can sound good. Next one can sound a bit medium, but this one sounds great.
Because there's a resurgence of vinyl, but the only thing is they're having trouble because of COVID getting all the products to make the vinyl.
Yeah.
And the big artists like Adele and that are demanding we print our albums first. And a lot of groups are having trouble getting their albums printed.
A lot of the vinyl's gone into Rob's pants.
Now, we did look at AC/DC's world-conquering rock classic, Back in Black, is on top of the new 200 greatest Aussie albums of all time. Now, that poll was compiled by Rolling Stone Australia. Rob, you're a big fan of the Seekers and also...
Joe Dolce.
Oh, thank you.
And Kylie Minogue. But Mickey...
What about Johnny O'Keefe?
Hey, Johnny O'Keefe.
He was all right on my list.
He was good.
Yeah,
the Radiators. Now, what about you, Mickey? In your collection at home, and it's wide and varied, what do you reckon the great Aussie artists
are? AC/DC, the live album Let There Be Rock with Bon Scott. Had to listen to that yesterday, actually, at home. They recorded that in several places in Europe back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Put it into a live record. Came out around late 1978, I think, 1979. Great record. Have a listen to that.
Okay. Let There Be Rock live is one of the best things you'll ever see. Yeah. Oh, wow.
High Voltage, Dirty Deeds, Back in Black, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
In Excess, Shabu Shabar.
You like that one?
Oh, yeah. The Purists.
Do you like that better than Kicks?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you do.
When you sit down, you play an album, are you generally going to listen to it right through for the experience?
Yeah, I listen to every track as I go through. Back in Black doesn't have a bad song on it. Right. There was a poll conducted actually the other day about albums from the 70s that don't have bad tracks, like Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. All the Pink Floyd records, every song is a killer on one of those.
Uh-huh. Wow. And what you got?
Head Injuries from Midnight Oil. Again, talking early stuff.
Yeah.
East from Chisel. Paul Kelly Gossip. I heard Ian from Wyoming talking about Paul Kelly. The double album in 1986 called Gossip has Before Too Long on it. Darling, It Hurts. Great record.
I'd love to have you to chat to every morning.
Yeah. Oh, shut
Mickey
your mouth,
D.
pal.
All right, see you, Patty.
What about Diesel? Diesel and Dust from Midnight Oil.
Yeah, 1987.
Do you reckon that's the one that you selected is better than...
The early Oil stuff's really good.
Yeah,
you know,
I
Head
agree.
Injuries, Bird Noises, Midnight Oil, Place Without a Postcard.
Yeah.
All good stuff. But here, Diesel and Dust is really good.
All right. Yeah. Well, Mickey D, thank you very much for rocking
you
up.
You put a smile on my face, Mickey D.
Come on, Rob, let's go and have a chat.
Yeah. Let's get a coffee. Patty, can you cover this for a sec?
See you, mate. See you, Patty. See you at 9, mate.
George Clooney, he was asked by The Guardian about his upcoming film, right, The Tender Bar.
What do you knock back? You knock back?
Oh, yeah, tell you now. And they asked him whether he thinks he has enough money now. And he says, well, yeah, I was offered $35 million.
To spend a morning with Paddy Gerard on
for
the radio.
For one day's work for an airline commercial, $35 million. And I talked to my wife about it and we decided it's not worth it. Oh, come on, George.
Please.
According,
one day.
Alluding to why.
How much did they say? They reckon Elon Musk, if he bends down to pick up.
Oh,
no, that was.
The average Australian wage was about 90 grand in less than 3 minutes.
Who was the Microsoft guy? Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
They used to say if for him to lean over to pick up a $20 note is not worth his time.
Well, alluding to his wife, Emil Clooney's long time work in human rights. George explained that the airline is associated with a country that, although it's an ally, is questionable at times. So I thought, well, if it takes a minute's sleep away from me, it is not worth it. Oh, come on.
Mate.
I couldn't care less what the airline's doing.
How greedy are you?
Who?
Do your day's work. Take your $35 million and donate it to someone. George,
right. Come on.
Please.
Come on, get that.
I'll get this. Hello, Triple M.
Would you like more?
Yes.
Yes. Good morning. It's the man who believes that if any battler on Struggle Street wants to paint my Christmas baubles, be careful because the brush becomes really ticklish.
Okay.
All right, Paddy and Rob Papa, good morning.
Counting down the Christmas now, big out.
Robert, I love this time of the year. Yeah. You can never get a park at the shopping centres. Massive crowds, shopping trolleys being pushed into your heels, and mix that with humidity. I just can't get enough of it. I love it, as I assume most people would. Am I being facetious?
No, not at all, Al. Did you hear the story about George Clooney, though?
Oh, Patrick. Yes, I did, and that is why I'm calling. Okay. A bloody idiot.
Yeah.
George Clooney knocking back $35 million to do an airline commercial. And it was only going to take one day to do the work.
Yeah, right. He must have more money than sense, you'd reckon, wouldn't you, Al?
I was gobsmacked when I heard the story. Mm. He has lost, George Clooney, he has lost $35 million in one day. Mr. Clooney, I have a question for you. Are you sure you weren't part of the previous Central Coast Council? God must go by.
Touché.
I've got a... look, I have to do this for you, Robert. Because we've got another 2 weeks to go, and then we're finishing on the 17th. Yeah. So on Friday night, Mark and Linda, they were talking to me, and they said, oh, they did hear about the interview we did with JPY when we stitched you up.
Oh, you're not.
Yeah, no. And I said, mate, I'll see if we can replay
you.
Yeah, come on. I said, it's on the listener app, or you can go to Triple M's Facebook page, Triple M Central Coast. But I thought, you listen after 6 o'clock.
So completely fished in.
Yeah.
I've never been hoodwinked so
We filmed it. We said this was going, they were going to use it through nationally. It was an interview that we did with John Paul Young and, of course, JPY, who did Lovers in the Air and all that sort of stuff. But he's also writing for Tumby Tires.
Yes, that's right. But it was right at the start of, you know, the whole COVID thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we were all excited. I was jumping out of my skin to talk to John Paul Young. I thought, this is amazing.
And then we said we did to Lovers in the Air. We had a song parody. We've written something to it, and just wait for the end. It was a few weeks ago we caught up with Dave Gleason from the Screaming Jets. And, of course, with what's happening with COVID, it's having a huge impact on singers around, not just here in Australia, but around the world.
Well, everyone's just had the door shut in their face.
They have. Well, I was talking to Steve from Tumby Tires, and we were talking about this, and he said, what about JPY? You know, Lovers in the Air.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Well, he has now into jingles, and he's done this one. Have a listen to this. I think we'll all know this on the radio.
For time delivery and fitting, Tumby Tires. See why you are coming. Tumby Tires! As if it's all about equipment. With Tumby Tires, you're not alone.
The writer that was from that was John Paul Young. He joins us this morning. JPY, good morning.
Hello,
mate.
Good sir.
How are you, mate?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, really well, mate. So you got to do, mate, you got to make some money some way, don't you?
Oh, look, I'm just an audience junkie. I've got to get my fix.
And how do you like doing the jingles, JPY? Is that a thing that you go, I might, you love it?
No, I do love it. I've ever since I can remember, I've been an absolute radio person. I don't play CDs at home or anything like that. I just listen to the radio, you know, and so ads and everything have been, I've been fully indoctrinated ever since I can remember.
Fits in very well. We were having something to eat yesterday, and we were saying about, like, how Lovers in the Air, it just keeps coming up and coming up. And when they did Strictly Ballroom, it just skyrocketed to another level, didn't it?
Yeah, it certainly did. It's the gift that keeps on giving. You know, you never think you're going to get a hit that's going to be still recognised by people. What is it now? It's 42 years later.
Wow.
Well, I tell you what, you've been the number one song at plenty of weddings with that one.
Now, we were talking about Lovers in the Air.
Yeah.
And you were doing, you've done jingles.
Jingles. Well, we sort of had a little bit of a play with it.
This is our jingle, John Paul Young. It's to Lovers in the Air. Yeah, you right? Sit back. You want to have a listen? Here we go, mate.
COVID's in the air. Every sneeze and every cough. COVID's in the air, and it's time it buggered off. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, I don't know if I'm being smart,
kind of smells like my last great big fart. Covered in the air. Covered in the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Triple M Big Band with Covered in the Air, JP White.
There we go, there reborn we... again.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about making fun of COVID for a start. I mean, it's pretty serious.
Yeah.
And as far as, you know, what you've done to that song, you know, we've just had a judgment against people who've been playing around with that. You know, and you guys, you've got to watch yourself, you know, because this is, it's not legal to do what you've done. Oh. And above all, it's not funny.
All right. Oh, sorry about that. Well, sorry. Oh, sorry, mate. Oh, we'll edit that. We'll edit that part out.
Sorry, JP. Why?
Well, I think, you know, we see what you're editing, are you? Well, I reckon you're a pair of Honestly, that's just terrible.
All right. Oh, mate, we don't go out to offend anyone.
No, well, you know, it's too late now, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
What are you going to do?
What I'll do, we'll just edit. We won't play that part. We'll just go up till, you know,
No, I don't think you should play any of it. I've had a gutful.
Oh, sorry. Oh, jeez.
Okay, have you had enough from me?
Yeah. Oh, Rob, we've just stitched you
oh,
up.
Oh, you are what?
Oh,
that is...
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh, Rob. Oh, JP, what? Oh, he had...
Did I pass the audition?
Yeah.
Did I pass the audition?
Did you pass the audition? Crikey. There was the whole... There were thousands... Oh, you are such a... He's in big, big trouble. I tell you what. I was dancing. I was in here dancing.
Oh,
I went, oh, God. I've never felt smaller than a grain of rice before, but it's just managed to happen. I tell you what, the next round's on you, JP White.
You got to catch me first.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Paul Young, thank you so much for being part. See
Stop
you, mate.
Time.
Yeah.
Oh, that is it.
Someone's been deflated this morning, John. Thank you, mate.
Bye.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M mm-hmm. and family to bulk mm-hmm. up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast mm-hmm. with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.